I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Just Around the River Trend. That is courtesy of Crispy Meme Donut, aka Christy Yamaguchi Main. I have no idea if I sang that right because I've never seen Pocahontas.
No, you did.
I was imitating you imitating Pocahontas. We were just saying before we hit record that neither of us saw that movie because we were both too busy watching pretentious movies that we were too young to enjoy.
And reading books that we couldn't even begin to comprehend, but still read every fucking word like as if somehow it was going to drag me into a smarter realm.
There's so many books that I read that I was just too young to fully
appreciate. Dude, I read Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. When that shit came out, that Al Franken book.
Yeah, you're like eight.
Dude, no, I'm not joking. Yeah, like I was fucking, let me just, came out in 1996. I was at the time 11 years old reading a fucking takedown of Rush Limbaugh because I was like, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. That's so tight. Yeah.
And those kids grow up to be podcasters. What a sad reality.
But then I also, there were R-rated, like I saw Die Hard way too young. I was just realizing because I was rewatching Die Hard that I saw that when I was 8. And well, it was like my favorite movie when I was 8 or 9.
But I mean, when you say way too young, that's almost to be like, you know, and I actually look at that point, my life was irreversibly changed. Like you're just saying like, if you were a parent, you might not have done that. But you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, no, but I was obsessed with violence for a long time when I was a kid. So,
were you kind of the little kid where your parents are like, "I'm worried about Jack sometimes. He does."
Yeah.
Things. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're just trying, we call that finding the boundaries. You
know? Yeah, I was like real dark for like a couple years when I was like 8. I was like, hey, look at that tall building. Well, I wonder what it would be like to commit suicide off that building. I said that to my mom. She was like, Jack!
Oh my
and I said
God.
It in public. Testing the boundaries, testing the limits. Yeah. Speaking of boundaries and limits, we might have found what the boundary and limit is for the stupidity and fuckery that America will tolerate from the president. Probably not, but maybe. People seem to really be taking this Lysol, bleach, UV radiation. UV light.
Yeah.
It sounds statement great. From him not in stride. It seems to have really struck a chord with people, because that is basically all that is trending right now. Lysol had to issue a disclaimer.
Right.
Because Trump literally said that scientists should look at injecting bleach or disinfectant into people's lungs.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where, like, he's always going to say dumb shit that just sounds like a bad take from someone who thinks they know more. But this shit really came out of, like, a level of ignorance that goes beyond a pure disdain for science and research. It was like the logic path was sort of like, yeah, and, you know, maybe they can clean out the insides and, you know, your lungs get dirty and then the Lysol can disinfect if they inject it. And then they're going to look into it. It was weird how he kept kind of putting, like, Dr. Birx up to like nodding with the fact that they were going to look into this. But really, right. If you watch, there's a great video where someone edits, just cuts her face out while he's saying this.
Yeah.
And you just watch her, the evolution of being like, I'm a scientist in probably one of the worst positions I could be in professionally right now. And it's really, it's fucking, it's
just
fucked.
So many blinks, so many, you can tell she's just like keeping herself as hard as she can from nodding because she knows that, like, it's her duty not to nod, even though this guy, the president of the United States, is like, right, right? So you're going to look into that.
Because this is the line.
Get some UV rays into people's lungs.
Okay, sir. I mean, this is the line that he said, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? So it'd be interesting to check that. Like, almost a cleaning. Like, this isn't, you're not putting the fucking door tag on your fucking hotel room saying, hey, ready for fucking housekeeping. That's like, that's not the process here of lung, like, just merely cleaning.
Yeah.
And so then this leads us to our next big trend was Breitbart was trending because everyone was like, what the most people were saying, this is one of the worst things I've ever heard said ever. How is this real? And then Breitbart had to come out with, like, their own sort of defense.
No, the president didn't say what you just literally heard him say.
What he said, inject, and this is what their defense was. Trump used the word, quote, inject, but what he meant was using a process which he left to, quote, this is for whatever reason, quote, medical doctors, end quote, to define, in which patients' lungs might be cleared of the virus given new knowledge about the response to light and other factors. I mean, guys, come on, seriously. It's like he said inject it, even though he said inject. It shows you that's where we're at now and why it's so hard for even his supporters to defend this, because they're going to have to do weird shit. Like, he didn't mean inject Lysol when he said inject Lysol. What he meant was ask these doctors to come up with a plan that is scientifically feasible in order to get the best outcomes for our sick American countrymen.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he said inject Lysol.
There's an internal memo that was sent around to Republican senators by Republicans that was like, all right, let's focus any responses to the coronavirus pandemic on being racist against China or attacking China, and let's stop defending the president, basically, which is, you know.
Then new tactic for journalists, ask direct questions about the president's dealings and then have them keep pivoting. And like, that's all you need to do. Like, and I'm not interested in China, sir. I'm interested in what the president did and what you have to say. But again, I don't know why. I'm really
curious. China tell us to inject bleach into our lungs?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm curious what it would take for a newsroom for one of these people running them to be like, do not let them ask. Just ask the direct question and start getting fucking stern. And just say, no, that's not. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm interested in knowing. You've had your time. Goodbye. Just take it there.
What are messenger rooms? That's something that's trending.
Yeah, the Okay, so Zoom has had, I mean, wow, if you want to talk about the, you know, most popular kid in school and then schoolyard pariah, Zoom. It went from being like, everything's on Zoom now. We're in a Zoom-based economy, Zoom-based currency, Zoom-based genetics. Right. And then slowly we would hear, well, it's Chinese or whatever. Okay, the guy, the founder's a Chinese-American. It's not like this was created by, like, fucking in the
People's
the
Republic
tombs.
Of China.
Yeah, like, and, like, this was, like, Mao's last great blow. Like, no, like, just fucking leave that shit alone. Yes, there are security issues, but don't start dogpiling on this other angle. Like, I think you can treat the security issues for what they are, that, like, they lied about end-to-end encryption. That's not the case. So now, I think a lot of people have been finding an opportunity to try and put their flag in the video conferencing moon. And wouldn't you know it, old narc Zuckerberg has entered the Coliseum. And that's what Messenger Rooms is basically using. They already have the infrastructure for like video calling, but now they're making it so like you can have 50 person messenger chats or whatever. And people don't even need an app. They're saying like, you can just click the link and it'll work with your browser, but the app works best. I mean, it's just interesting to see now, like, Facebook, we're already there, people being already kind of on pins and needles about, you know, what their aims are and what they might be doing or not be doing. But, I mean, I feel like if I had to pick between Zoom or Messenger Rooms, I think I'm fine with Zoom. I don't care if people are hearing about how bad
our podcast is. I'll take my chances with Zoom, man. And also, we've already trained our 65-year-olds to use Zoom, so it's...
Yeah.
Holy we don't need shit. Another a whole nother thing. And also, like, Messenger Rooms is going to be on their home turf where they're like, and now look at this conspiracy theory about Obama starting coronavirus.
Like, well, that's the interesting thing is, like, you'll be able to set up these talks. So if you do have an active Facebook group, you could basically use the inbuilt app technology and be like, okay, you guys are like the 50 top users. Let me further inoculate you and give you these weird conspiracy theories or maybe decent whatever. But I think for the amount of people that use Facebook, sure, going to be helpful. All business practices aside, whatever. Great. Fine.
Great. Fine. Whatever, great. Mark.
Whatever, Mark.
Finally, this is just a question I have for you. Have you noticed people taking shit less seriously in terms of social distancing as of late?
I feel like it's weird. I know the weather has, we've had like a heat wave this week. So it's been like, we've suddenly fast forwarded to like actual LA temperatures. Cause in the beginning of the lockdown, it was rainy and cold. And now we're like above 80 constantly. It
I
was
think
weird.
People are having a hard time.
Yeah. For sure. I noticed like last weekend, I had seen more people out on this path that I run on than I had ever seen before. Like to the point where I'm like, are people coming from across the city to use this pathway? Like it felt very significant. And it was a lot of mixed things of some people had masks on. Some people absolutely didn't and were like yucking it up with their neighbors and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing yesterday.
I think what I don't know, maybe it's a thing because I've also kind of began intellectually questioning like, oh my God, like, am I starting to get to that point where I'm like, can we be done yet? Or like, can I go? Before I was much more in a mindset of like accepting like, this is what needs to be done. And I'm still very much like that. But now with the weather, it does call my name, but not to the point where I'm going to like ever entertain doing anything like what I see. Cause that's where, you know, I'd be lying if I said the thought doesn't cross my mind, but to go that far.
Let's let the scientists, let's let Fauci tell us we're all good. And then, you know, that trickle down to our governors before we make any strong calls.
Yeah. Were you seeing people just completely not giving a fuck, like in like just on the street, or you said in the store?
On the street. No, not in the store. So in the store, people are still wearing masks because that's policy.
Right.
But just like walking on the street, I saw a lot of people, like in the past, people were all wearing masks. People were keeping 6 feet apart. And this just seemed like it was like fucking first day of summer. Everybody was like, woo!
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the problem too. Like it's a double-edged sword, you know, because if you have any outdoor space, you can enjoy the weather here versus like maybe another city like New York, where I know it's like raining right now. But yeah, it's that's where like we're having to fight our animal impulses of like, is the hibernation season over? Like, are the flowers blooming? Do I come out?
Yeah.
But I will keep my ass inside. All right, guys. Well,
keep your ass inside with the rest of us. Wash your hands and stay 6 feet apart. That does it for this week. Another one in the books.
Another one.
We hope you guys have a good weekend. Stay safe and be good to each other. We'll be back on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Also, don't forget to do your homework because there will be an exam on Men in Black on Monday.
Oh, yeah. See you then. That's right.
Yeah,
check it out.
Talking the whole movie, 1997. I know there might not be places to stream it for free unless you got the Wildplex server. You know, help each other out. Yeah. Otherwise,
that was a mistake on our part. We thought it was on Netflix because it had been on Netflix for a while. All movies going forward will be on one of the streaming platforms for free.
Netflix giveth and taketh so quickly.
They do.
It's so hard to know when something's there and when it will be.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Matrix.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.